So to begin with, you want to allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, whether you're lying down or sitting. You want your chest to be open, allowing your breathing to be smooth and fluid, allowing your breath to settle down diaphragmatically into your abdomen. So your breathing is open. You can let your eyes close. And directing your attention inward. Begin by simply noticing the flow of the breath coming in and going out. Allowing your attention to rest inside. Allowing your awareness to notice how your body feels just as it's resting. Again, whether you're sitting down or lying down. And you can gently, in a sense, move your attention, your awareness, up through your body, starting at your feet, moving up, noticing how your feet and your ankles are. They're resting comfortably and at ease. And you can use your breath if there's any area in your body as you move your attention through your body where you notice any kind of tension or holding. Imagine breathing into that area. And as you inhale, you bring warmth and comfort and ease to that area. And as you exhale, the body is very good at using the breath to release and let go. So with every exhalation, the body gets rid of what it needs to be free of. So you can use that, imagining that as you exhale, you're exhaling and expelling any discomfort, any tension, even any pain that might be in an area, and inviting that area to simply soften and warm, to relax and let go. Almost as if your breath were bathing that area in warmth and ease and comfort. And so as your attention moves through your body, helping it to relax and let go, the body's free to move in ways that allow you to be more at ease, to be comfortable. It can always move towards greater comfort. And at the same time, your awareness continues to follow the movement of your breath, feeling it, the waves of the breath, the rhythm of the breath. Noticing the breath as it comes in and goes out. And feeling the whole length of the breath, allowing it to slow and deepen. So you want to really use your attention to invite the breath to slow and deepen. So if you were counting your breath, the breath would come in and go out. Very slowly, to a count of about 4 or 5. So after you exhaled, you were counting as the breath came in, it would be like in 1, 2, 3, 4, out 1, 2, 3, 4, in 1, 2, 3, 4, out 1, 2, 3, 4, in 1, 2, 3, 4, out 1, 2, 3, 4, in 1, 2, 3, 4, out 1, 2, 3, 4, and then just continuing that on your own, continuing to breathe slowly, comfortably deep, without feeling forced. It's more the slowing down of the breath, allowing it to be diaphragmatic. That allows the whole body and mind and brain to start to turn around the autonomic nervous system so that a deep sense of relaxation and ease can settle over the body and the mind. And sometimes you can use that phrase, "My hands are warm and heavy." And just saying that once as the breath comes in and once as the breath goes out will also allow your breathing to slow and deepen. My hands are warm and heavy. And my hands are warm and heavy. And just repeating that silently in your mind allows the body to let go, the mind to let go. And at times you may feel like your hands are throbbing or pulsing as their circulation increases to your hands and they warm. And that sense of comfort and ease that the body feels in different ways can deepen and expand, inviting all the muscles in the body to soften and relax and let go. And so all the muscles in your neck and your shoulder, can feel the gentle weight of your arms resting at ease, the gentle weight of your forearms and hands resting at ease. Can feel the weight of your head resting at ease. And that your whole body feels that soft and steady support beneath you. A soft and steady support that you can let go into. And all the while, the waves of the breath continue to come in and go out. The wisdom of the body that's so deeply a part of the body knows that it can use the breath for letting go and letting go effortlessly. With every breath, the body can let go more and more deeply and fully. While the mind just silently keeps repeating, "My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy." And in that way, the mind learns to let go, just as the body learns to let go. The mind lets go of this thought, this image or that image. It comes back to, "My hands are warm and heavy." It lets go of this feeling or that feeling. And just comes back to, "My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy." And in that way it can explore just how profoundly relaxed and at ease it can become, and how good it can feel to be that way, with all the muscles softening and letting go, so that they can be free of any feeling, any sensation. Just as when you go to sleep at night, the brain knows how to shut everything off, and so that all sense of discomfort or tension, anything, the brain sets it aside, lets it go. Well, the mind can tap into that power that your brain and your body has and learn how to let go and set that aside while you're awake. In the same way that your body sets aside and forgets to feel things, forgets to feel the shoes on your feet during the day or the socks on your feet or a piece of jewelry, a necklace, a ring, the The body just shuts off those feelings, the sensations. Or if you're really excited and busy doing something, then even though you might bump something, you may not notice it for quite some time, way after they've stopped doing what you were doing. Because the mind and the brain have just shut that aside, turned off the sensations, the feelings. And so simply by breathing and letting go, breathing and letting go, allowing the breath to be slow and deep, I want to keep coming back, reminding the body to breathe more slowly, more deeply, to remind the mind to come back to my hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. So letting go, letting go and coming back to the breath, letting go and coming back to the sensation, the feeling of the warmth and heaviness, the arms and your hands. And at times you might notice that a gentle heaviness settles over the whole body as it rests at ease, as all the muscles have softened, let go and let go. That gentle heaviness can just feel so good to rest in that. And just letting go and letting go. It allows awareness to step back, to step farther and farther back, as if you were watching the mind and the body from far away, watching whatever feelings or things come and go through the mind, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, doesn't matter. Awareness can watch from far away, almost like when you're sitting comfortably in the house and watching clouds drift by in the sky. There can be dark ones or light ones. Some can look threatening, some can look so puffy and friendly, but they're all so far away, and where you are is so comfortable and relaxed and at ease. And so you can watch the things of the mind and the body from far, far away, having let go and let go, stepping back and letting go, stepping back and letting go. Nothing to do but to drift away in the feelings of warmth and ease. Memories of being warm and cozy, maybe in front of a fire, relaxed on the beach, or out in a sunny field, riding your horse. Warm and relaxed. The body is free to let go and let go. And the mind enjoys that same freedom. And just keep letting go and letting go. And the mind knows it has plenty of time to think during the day, plenty of time to do many things. But this is a time for simply letting go and exploring how good it can feel to be warm and relaxed, detached and at ease, drifting away, and that pleasure of being at ease in yourself, calm and steady, detached and at ease, body relaxed, enjoying the simple pleasure of breathing, letting go. Breathing and letting go. Freedom comes from letting go, letting go. Freedom to rest at ease in yourself. Freedom for your body to feel good and alive, energized and strong. So many ways to feel free. Just letting go, letting go. Just breathing and letting go. The mind can drift, sometimes to the surface, sometimes farther away. And awareness can notice the movements of the mind, the movements of the body, how they arise out of stillness, come back into stillness, that each breath arises out of stillness, goes back into stillness. There's a little point of stillness between each breath. The breath comes in, become still for just a moment before turning and going out. The exhalation goes out. Become still for just a moment before turning, coming back in. Each movement of the breath arises out of stillness, dissolves into stillness. And so you can focus your awareness, your attention on that place of stillness between the breaths, noticing the movement of the breath, how that movement stops, turns and begins again, only to stop, to turn and begin again. And that cycle goes on and on. And it teaches the mind how to step back from its cycles of thought, to just let go and let go, and to enjoy letting go, to be curious about how profoundly relaxed and at ease the mind and body can become, the ways in which they can drift off, to take a little holiday, a vacation. Just by letting go. Letting go. Letting go. And letting go. Breathing and letting go. Breathing and letting go. And my hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. Allowing your hands to warm farther and farther. The hands can become so warm they nearly feel hot. Just breathing and letting go, breathing and drifting away. With every exhalation, the body expels what it needs to be free of. Every exhalation, it rids itself any discomfort or pain or tension. just by letting go. Letting go, letting go. And the wisdom of the body can take over and deepen that sense of letting go and letting go. And at times the mind might even let go of awareness and just drift off to feeling good from letting go and letting go. And muscles can move in ways, release and let go. And sometimes you may notice that or feel it. Other times, they just as if it is gently, quietly melted away, leaving the body feeling relaxed and at ease, gentle heaviness having settled over it. You can rest cozy, warm, cozy, relaxed and at ease, free to feel better and better. And as you practice this more and more at home, by breathing and letting go, breathing and stepping back from the mind, allowing the breath to slow and deepen, for the mind to repeat over and over, my hands are warm and heavy, my hands are warm and heavy. And that warmth and heaviness, the comfort and ease, can spread throughout your whole body, from the tips of your toes all the way to the top of your head. Feel relaxed and at ease, resting yourself. And then when the time comes to move on with the day or the evening, your awareness can return to your breath, inviting your breath to deepen, to take some really full breaths, exhaling and letting go even more fully, inhaling all the good feelings, the freedom, the lightness, the ease and the comfort, inhaling that, taking it all in so it can stay with you throughout the day or the night. And then as your mind and your body prepare to move on, whenever they're ready, you can open your eyes. Or if you're doing it at night, you can simply drift off into sleep, continuing to let go and let go, so that you can wake up refreshed and at ease, feeling the strength and the vitality, the pleasure of being alive and free and ready to move on with your day.